If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
I think Star Wars had a big impact on me.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. I haven't said this publicly, so I'm giving you some scoops here, Fish. I want you to have some good stuff. I think Star Wars, when I was like 30, 25, I was able to rewind and say, fuck, no wonder I was so attracted to Star Wars. It's the story of life. It is that there's good and there's evil, and they're kind of actually close in energy, but good by the tip of its nose will outpace bad. You know, because fucking the dark side's rough. The Emperor's a beast. It's not like Yoda can beat the Emperor so easily. And I think that that's the impact. And so when I saw that, bless you, Dustin, at 30 or 35, when things about good and evil and positive and negative, all these psychological things became interesting to me, I was able to rewind why I was so attracted to those characters and stories. And what did Han Solo or Chewbacca or Yoda or the Emperor, Greedo even, who made a quick appearance, mean to me? That is my ambition for VFriends. I want a 50-year-old in 70 years to be like, oh crap, no wonder I'm so accountable. Accountable Ant was my favorite character as a kid. And I learned quickly that accountability was the quickest path to happiness, and blaming and pointing fingers was the reverse. And I believe today, for example, a shocking amount of humans in America and around the world, but in America, there's a direct correlation to their unhappiness on their ability to blame everyone, the president, governments, bosses, their parents, and their capacity of blame is what's leading to their unhappiness.
And that comes from?
Culture, right? It comes from politicians, it comes from television, it comes from social media, it comes from mainstream media, it comes from what is popular in culture. When I started first talking about hustle in 2008, because the economy was bad, I was revered for making people happy that they were in control, and if they grinded it, they could win. 8 years later, when the world was fluffy and overflown with cash, I was demonized because people converted that term into slang of burnout. Now I can use hustle again instead of hard work, because we're now getting, a year ago, I'm like, wait a minute, people are saying this in a good way again. There's always a temperament, right? You know, pilots were the most famous people in America in 1960. Nobody even knows one pilot by name in America today.
Yeah, pilots and astronauts.
That's right.
I think I heard that.
That's right.
One of those podcasts.
Yeah, major athletes, I'm talking in the Hall of Fame of baseball and football, had summer jobs because they didn't get paid enough being professional athletes, and they would work in a hardware store in the Bronx. This is real.
Yeah.
New York Yankees in the 50s worked in Hoboken at a hardware retail store during the offseason because it didn't pay enough. Like, things change. And so, to answer your question, what's happened now is we've created entitlement because we're an empire in first world countries around the world, and we haven't had a world war in a long time, and we're worrying about tertiary things, not primary things. We're not worried about roof over our heads. We're worried that we don't have a Mercedes. And when we don't have a Mercedes, we blame someone that we don't, because we don't want to, we're really bad at being accountable. I'm just empathetic that the temperament of our society was demonizing energy as something negative, and I just decided to take, that was a thoughtful, not even a subconscious, that was a thoughtful decision that, oh, people are not hearing me. That's on me, back to accountability.
Mm.
When people are like, Gary, you just care about money, I'm like, okay, I'm not doing a good job. If someone believes that, I'm not doing a good job. So I consciously have you know, changed up energy in certain scenarios to make sure my point is not being lost, because I'm trying to bring value. And if you dismiss me because you think I'm a Jersey, you know, street kid, and you're a academic, and you dismiss me, well, then I can't achieve the good that I want to give you. I'm not hurt by it. I'm not disrespected. I'm not miffed. I'm not insecure about it. I just have a mission, and I'm enjoying.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
My mission, and why would I have the audacity to say, oh, fuck you, you don't get me? And no, it's the reverse. I have the humility, like a hedgehog, to say, wait a minute, I need to mix this up. And then also, the things that I talk about change as I become more educated of what the issue is. I didn't realize 10 years ago how much insecurity was stopping people from doing the things I was telling them were so easy to do to grow their thing.
Because you grew up in such an environment
where that wasn't my issue. Correct.
Yeah.
I'm like, it never dawned on me in 2006 that the reason somebody would not start a YouTube channel was because they were worried about somebody saying they're ugly. But by 2015 and 20, with my popularity and getting all my DMs, I started reading the temperature of the world, and I'm like, oh, these people buy these jewelry not because they just want the jewelry, because that makes them look successful, and they're trying to prove to everyone they're successful because they grew up not feeling successful.
I just got done interviewing Robin Hood,
yes.
The artist,
yes.
Our buddy.
Yeah.
And, you know, he grew up with a dad that was really tough on him and called him fat fuck and, like was really mean.
Yeah.
And, but that's also driven him to go to the gym now.
Of course.
But he still just told me, just like an hour ago, of like, that still sits with him. That insecurity.
That's right.
So the people that don't grow up with moms like you,
yes.
do you have any advice on how to
get there?
Get there. Get there a little faster.
Well, no, that word scares me. The faster part is why I think people don't get there. You know, I have a father who grew up with a totally different mother, and I was very affected by that father. So I've been thinking about this shit my whole life. I'm not, by the way, just so everybody understands when I talk about my mom, I hope everybody understands, I didn't grow up in a fairyland. I had a lot of things. I had a very different dad who had, you know, who I have a great relationship with, but there was 25 years of work to get to where we are today. And that's me being a grown up at 22 to today. I grew up being the oldest child of an immigrant family. I was told from day one, you take care of everything. Do you know how many things
that's
I fucked up?
That's not fair to a kid.
Of course. Do you know how many things I fucked up in my life because I'm always taking care of everything? So I have no angst towards my parents. It's a big, you know this. My big theme at VCon this year was fuck your grandparents.
Yeah.
Right? Which is not fuck your grandparents.
Right.
I love people's grandparents.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm saying if you're going to be mad at your mom or your dad, well, don't you know that they had a mom and dad that made them the way they are?
Yeah. I mean,
so if you're going to be like, my parents fucked me up, so fuck my parents. Well, no. You need to be mad at your grandparents because they fucked up your parents and shouldn't go there. And by the way, I don't know if you've heard, there's something called great grandparents.
Yeah.
And like, so
it goes all the way back to Adam and Eve.
Correct.
If you believe in the Bible,
so,
right? Like,
you know, so these are things I think about constantly. And of course, there's gifts and curses that came along with being a human. I just think we're spending way too much time right now on the curses. I think we need to be more grateful and optimistic.
Do you think everyone has intuition?
I think everyone has intuition. I think there's levels to it. I think everybody can play basketball. Like, I don't know, like all four of us in the room right now could go outside right now and play basketball.
Yeah.
My intuition on that is we will not look like the New York Knicks that play at Madison Square Garden, no matter how bad of a basketball team they are. They are dramatically better than the four of us. I think a lot of people have been told not to believe in intuition, which means they haven't practiced intuition. I think a lot of people are scared to get hurt. so they don't go under intuition, because when they have in the past, somebody hurt them and they're scared to get hurt again. I think there's a lot that goes into intuition, but for me, intuition is everything.
Now, you were blessed with like that mother again, so like your intuition's probably off to a little bit faster of a start.
I think there's a direct correlation to intuition and self-esteem.
Okay.
So I think it takes risk to follow your intuition. And I think if you're not scared that somebody can hurt you because you have your own self-esteem, you'll practice intuition more.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.